learning the laws, Suda, discussing the idea of a person who makes a bracha on wine, it exempts them from having to make another bracha on any other drink. As the Mechaber says, Yain poter kol mini mashkin. The question is, when does this rule apply? So we have already discussed that there's a dispute with regard to how much a person needs to drink. Now we're going to discuss other times in which this rule may not apply. According to the Sefer Bati Kuhuna, he says, the davke b'shos yayin derech shesia. The only time when a person makes brei pir gafen, that thereafter one will no longer have to make a bracha on other drinks, which you would typically, let's say, make a shakol for, is only if your reason why you're drinking the wine is to drink it. Well, why else would you be drinking wine? If the reason why you're drinking the wine is not because you really desire to drink it, but you just have to because you have a mitzvah in which you're in the process of fulfilling, and that's one of the items which a person needs in order to fulfill this mitzvah. Kigon koshel birchas hamazon v'kadome eno poter shar mashkin. So therefore, according to his words, that if a person has the honor of benching with kos, and of course at the end of the benching they say the bracha brei pir gafen, at that point, if they would drink something afterwards, they would have to make a shahakol. Because even though the Mechaber says that yayin poter kol mini mashkin, that's only if you wanted to drink it. But over here, your intention was not in order to drink wine. You did it because it was part of the benching process of a klal devarav. And based on his words, one could possibly connect this to other mitzvos which wine is used. For example, kos de havdala ubirchas erisin the nesuin brismila kivan she'en shosah yain mitzad shiritzon lishtos. The reason why you're drinking is not because you wish to drink it necessarily. El mitnei hamitzvah, because you're doing a mitzvah. Ein ze begeder shesia. This is not considered to be a form of drinking, in which will therefore thereafter exempt the other drinks from making a bracha on them. So therefore, according to this reasoning, it doesn't make a difference. Even if you're drinking the wine, then you would still have to make the bracha. However, how about by kiddush? So he says, the kos shel kiddush, he says that's different. Ein b'chlal devarim elu. So why would it be different? After all, just like it's a mitzvah to take a cup of wine for those other ceremonies, so we also have a cup of wine for kiddush, because there's a different part, something special about kiddush. Kivan shekiddush sarach lios b'makom seuda. Kiddush is kiddush b'makom seuda, and therefore, when a person is making the kiddush, it's understood that thereafter they're going to be eating, and probably they will also be drinking as well. And therefore, it's understood that once that person makes kiddush, again, this is imagining, let's say you're not going to be having bread afterwards, let's say kiddush in a shul, so if you make the kiddush on the wine, and then afterwards you have, immediately afterwards, you want to have a cup of soda, you would not be required to make a bracha on that soda, because the kiddush of Hagafen covers the drink. And he says like this, Bishosa, I have a lot more to discuss, but go ahead.
No, it's very important. Makom Suda, if you drink the wine, and if you don't take a cookie or a piece of cake afterwards, say, and 1 minute, and you make a mishalvus then for a Makom Suda, because if you just drink the wine, it's not Makom
Suda. The idea over here of the Mechaber says that wine potentially could pater kol mini mashkin. No food. It's certainly not that. The only thing that can pater food is bread. And when it comes to wine, it's only liquids, other drinks, and even that, there's a tremendous amount to discuss. It's going to have to be a drink which is shakol, as opposed to other drinks, which maybe we'll get to in another time. But yes, so therefore, it's in the event that a person would make kiddush, they're going to have the kavana, they're going to have the intention to also have in mind eating and drinking there afterwards, and therefore for that reason you would not have to make the bracha of shakol, afterwards. Now how about a person's not making kiddush, it's not Shabbos, but a person wants to make a l'chaim, right? Take a little bit of wine, you'll make a l'chaim. So does that fall under the category of mitzvah? It's not really a mitzvah to make a l'chaim. Or does it fall into the category of, I want to drink the wine, and therefore if I want to drink the wine, then maybe that bracha of Hagafen would cover the other drink. So he says like this, B'shosa derech shtia, according to the words of the Sefer Bati Kahuna, he says as follows. He says, L'chora, Yehadin, that the same would apply, Gabamish Shosa Ma'at Yain, you're drinking a small amount of wine, Rakide Lishos L'chaim, Im Chavero, you're with your friends, you want to make a L'chaim on this wine, the Ein Kavana So Klal L'shem Shtia, your intention is not so that you can continue to enjoy and to drink wine, or your intention was never really to drink the wine necessarily. It was just something in order for you to make l'chaim with your friends. So this also would not apply. So if a person makes l'chaim, he made grape paragafen, but really that's not sufficient to cover to not have to make a shahakol. And we're going to discuss more about this tomorrow.